Talk to me. Did everybody get a new paper? Now, does anybody need the paper from last week? Because we'll use it too. Does anybody need their stuff from last week? It'll be the double paper. It'll be something on both sides of the paper you're going to need it too. Hold your hand up here. Carolyn needs one back here. Sissy, whatever. I call her Sissy. Y'all may not know her, but Sissy. All right. Everybody all right? Get you lined out. Tim needs one or two, Brother Rick. We'll be looking at both of them. All right. And I wasn't going to print one, but I got to, as I was studying this morning, my mind got full, and I wrote a whole new paper out, and I said, well, we just use that tonight as well. And it's just going to be on one verse is all we're not going to look. We're going to read more, but we're not going to teach but one verse, verse 2 tonight. All right? Verse 1 last week, verse 2 tonight. We'll get to Ephesians sometime before Jesus comes, maybe. Unless he comes, if he comes tonight, then he can finish teaching it. All right? Everybody all right? Father, you're good to us all the time. You take care of us all the time. You supply our need all the time. And now, Lord, we want to get, as Trista said, this as close as we can get, right up against you. We're going to see your glory. And, Lord, we're going to see it in this word. Lord, your word's precious. Help us to look at it. Help us to read it. Help us to hide it in our heart. Help us to be clean through your word. Not just get clean, but stay clean. Help us to stand upon your word. Help us to live in me. Lord, I pray that you cleanse me now from anything being contrary to your will. Touch me fresh, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Is everybody all right? Let's start at verse 1. I'm going to read down tonight. I'm going to read down to verse 13 because I'm going to do my best to get something out of all the verses. We're not going to concentrate on all of them, but I want to get something out of all of them. But let's look here at Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you, that's us, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now, we've been trying to concentrate just on verses 1 and 2 especially, and we'll down then through till verse 5, try to show how lost we were and how saved we are. Now, if there's anything going to get us to praise the Lord, it's going to be that truth right there when we understand how lost we was and how saved we are. And if after all this, then you can't praise the Lord, you probably need to stay. Now, praise the Lord don't necessarily mean you got to get up and holler and hoop and run the pews and turn flip-flops and all that. No, no. But if there's not a praise lit inside your soul, there's something missing when you see how lost you was and how saved you are. All right? And this ought to assure you. Now, let's look at our old paper, the one from we'll be going back to for a couple of weeks anyway. But let's look here in the middle of it, verse 2. And there in a bold print, it says, "Wherein you walked according to the course of this world." That's where we're at, Ephesians 2:1. "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world." The spirit of this world is all that we knew. Does everybody understand that? That's all. Before we got saved, that's the only spirit we knew, is what the spirit that was in this world. Think about that. Wasn't God's spirit. The Bible speaks of different spirits. Try the spirit. You might see which one is of God, because there's multiple spirits and only one is of God. But there's many spirits in the world, and it's all evil other than the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, this spirit that we used to be run by, all right, was always in rebellion and always had a hostile attitude toward God. Now, any lost person, we say, well, yeah, they're a good man, but they need the Lord. Yeah, they're good, what we classify good, but they're rebellious and hostile toward God. Every unsaved person is in rebellion and is hostile toward God. Everyone. Every disobedient kid downstairs that has not trusted Christ, but understand right and wrong, they're little rebellious heathens. All right? That's what they are. And when they understand right and wrong, then they become accountable. All right? And they're hostile against God. And it comes out in their temper just like it used to come out in ours.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Right.
You ever saw a kid throw a tantrum? Well, that wasn't Holy Spirit. You ever throw a tantrum? That ain't Holy Spirit. Okay? Is everybody all right? Now, and we were just plumb mean. Like I wrote down there, we're just plumb mean. And can I tell you, that's the way lost people are. That's the way we were. Everybody understand that? Now this world, now listen to this. This world is a sworn enemy of God.
Yes.
Because its prince, the world's prince, is Satan.
Yes.
And he is a sworn enemy of God. And we followed the patterns and desires of the world. Our lifestyles were not of God. There's no one in here that was good. There's no lost person that is good. Now I'm going to say it again. There's nobody in here that was good. And there's no lost person nowhere that is good. For the Bible says there is none good. There is none that understandeth. And there is none that seeketh after God. There's no lost person seeking God. They're not seeking truth. They're not going, the Muslims are not going to Mecca to try to seek God. They have a false God. That's why Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost, because man's not seeking God. So God come looking for us.
Amen.
Think about that.
Amen.
Ain't that wonderful? We still okay. So now let's look at the paper again. Tonight, the new paper. All right. Everybody got that new paper? So I just jotted down some things here about how lost we were. Where in time past, now let's go back and read Ephesians 2:1 again, or 2:2 again. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now let's go down this list together, can we? We were completely deceived by Satan. We weren't partially deceived. We were completely deceived by Satan. Every lost person is completely deceived by Satan. Completely. Completely. All right? We had no spiritual life. All right? We were dead. We had no spiritual life. Okay? Does everybody understand that? Well, I believed in God. No, you didn't. Right. In your head, you believed a knowledge of something you'd read, but you didn't believe that God was God. I didn't believe God was God until we turned to Him with the drawing of the Holy Spirit, the wooing of the Holy Spirit, and showed us we was lost.
Right.
Through the Word of God. Then and we have no trouble. That's why when somebody understands they're lost, they'll get saved immediately.
Yes, that's right.
They won't wait because they understand just how serious it is, and they ain't going to wait no longer. They're going to say, well, I'm lost. I know I'm lost. I'll wait till tomorrow. No, you won't either. No, you understand you're lost tonight. You'll run to Christ tonight. I talked to a man here a few weeks ago, and he said, I believe. And I said, you do not believe. If you truly believed, you'd fall on your face right here beside me right now and cry out for mercy.
That's right.
He looked at me and said, huh? You reckon? And I said, yes. And he's the one I was telling him about. I told him that he's a step between him and death, and he wouldn't move her for the longest time. I woke up and he was just standing there. He was scared to take a step. Because he said, man, he's closer, but can I tell you that he's still lost. Whether he's an inch or a foot or 2 miles or 20 miles, he's still lost.
Right.
Is everybody still with me? Now, let's look here, back in our paper. We were unaware of our deadness. That's the thing. That's why people don't seem to care, because they're unaware of their deadness.
That's right.
Yep. I'm okay. But see, that ain't the way it is. They're unaware. Are we still okay? Now, we were disobedient children. All right? That verse 2 there talks about the children of disobedience. We were disobedient children. But we're not disobedient children of God. No, no, no. We're son of the disobedient one.
Right. Yes.
Satan was the one that was disobedient, and we're it's like we're his children. All right, everybody understand that? Why do you say that? Well, we had his nature.
That's right.
We had Satan's nature because we was rebellious. We was against God. We were haters. Go over and read Romans. Read Romans chapter 1 and go down that list there in Romans chapter 1 and you'll see where it talks about haters of God and all the things that list there. That's exactly what we was.
Yes.
You want to read it? Let's run back here and read it just for a second. Because I don't want nobody want to think they used to be good. All right? Let's go back to Romans chapter 1. And let's just see what all we was guilty of. See, remember now, if you're guilty of one place, you're guilty of all. That means all you guys were homosexuals. And all you women were lesbians. Well, that's tough, ain't it? Huh? All of you are drunkards. All of you dope heads. All of you are child molesters. And all of you are murderers and thieves. Blasphemers. Huh? That's what we were. Because you're guilty of one place, you're guilty of all.
That's right.
There ain't no little sinners. Everybody understand that? See, we wanna pat ourselves on the back and say, well, I wasn't too bad. Yeah, you was. We all were awful.
Right.
Look here at verse 26. For this cause God gave them up with a vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use of the wet, which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men working at which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was mad, and even as they did not like to retain God. See, with us, didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness and fornication, the wickedness and covetous and malicious, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. That's what we were.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. On our good day, when we were feeling moral. On the good days when we was feeling moral, that's what we were.
Uh-huh.
When we was with Grandma, that was what we were when we was sitting with Grandma in the church pew.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody understand that? Because why wasn't guilty of all that? Yeah, we're guilty of all of it. Either the Bible's true or it's not.
Right.
I believe it to be true.
Yes.
That's how lost I was.
Right.
Let's go back over onto our paper. We had his nature. We had his character. And one of our first behaviors that we have as a person is disobedience.
Right, yes.
Because every child has to be taught to obey. Not one child has to be taught to disobey. But every child has to be taught to obey.
Yes.
Huh? We disobey naturally. Is that not what it says? And in Romans where it says, by one man, disobedience, huh? And then by the sin entered the world, and then by one man's obedience, it was taken away. And that's not word for word, but that's what it means. Ain't that in Romans?
Yeah.
It's in there somewhere. All right? Disobedience. That's the way we were. All right? Now, the fall man, look here at your paper now. So I want to hurry and get into some scripture. We got to get down to that last phrase down on the bottom of the paper. All right? The fall man is so complete. We had no natural desire to obey the gospel.
That's right.
That's why it takes the work of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's why. Because we don't have, there is no built-in desire. Now, there is an empty place.
Right.
There's an empty place in every man, woman, boy, and girl. A voided place where God needs to dwell. But there's not a built-in desire.
Right.
Everybody understand that? There's no built-in desire. Oh, there's just something missing in my life, and it's going to be that's foolishness. People may say that, but that ain't what they mean. They're wanting something to build them up worldly, not with God. Everybody still understand what I'm telling you? We walk according to the world. This is why God says not to love the world after we are saved. Does everybody understand that? Because we love the world, and that's why when we get saved, he tells us not to love the world. Because that's what we were. That's our past. And he wants us to repent and turn from that and not love the world no more. Does everybody understand that? We followed the path of the world, all equally lost with all the world, all headed the same direction, all having the same destination, and Satan is included in that.
Right.
He's headed the same place we were headed.
Yes.
Everybody understand that?
Amen.
He's not going there to rule. He's going there to be punished.
Right.
He's not going there in charge. He's going there because he rebelled against God. And hell was designed for the devil and his angels.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Our role model, before we were saved, our role model was sinners before us, not the Christian people before us.
Right.
Are you hearing me? We wanted to be like the sinners that was having fun.
Whoa.
That's who our heroes were. We're other sinners. That was our role models. Our desires was sins we enjoyed daily. Before we were saved, we enjoyed our sins. Now, I never did drink. All right? And I never did do no drugs. I've never tasted liquor in no way, no alcohol in no way. I've never done drugs, prescription drugs. I reckon that's just bad. But nevertheless, right? But I have helped many a drunk. Now, I never could understand. Of course, I never had no money to buy liquor anyway. All right? But can I tell you, I never could understand why someone would want to put something in there that they was going to go puke. I never could understand why they would drink and drink and drink and then stick their head down the commode and puke and puke and puke. I've helped clean it up. I've helped take them home. I've done all that. Okay? It was their desire. And some of y'all was in that shape. That was your desire. I had a good time with you. I don't remember, but it was a good time. Okay? That's just some of it. But that was our desires were the sin we enjoyed. Our goals were the sins we hadn't done yet. I've sat around and listened to men at work plan their events,
right,
their ungodly events around the lunch table on a Friday at noon, what they was going to do on Saturday and Sunday. Because they hadn't done it yet, then they said, man, hey, I got this new place, I got this new stuff, and they were, that was their goals of more sin.
Right.
Our pleasure was centered on ourselves and on how we could be on top, just like Satan. We were all led by the same spirit, the evil spirit.
Right.
All our hearts were dark. We were darkness, not just in darkness.
Right.
And we were all on the broad way.
Right.
So let's look at some scripture now, all right? We ain't going to get done, but that's all right. Matthew 7. Trying to show us how lost we was. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. These are familiar verses. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. That's we're all was on the same road, headed for the same destination. Does everybody understand that? 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We ought to know this one. Yeah, I preached that one for so long. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's look here at verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? What's the next three words? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor idolaters, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. All right? Think about that. Think about that. And such were some of you. But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Let me tell you something. We're saved from the very power of sin tonight when Christ comes in. I'm saved from the penalty and the power. One day I'll be saved from the presence.
Amen.
Of sin. Think about that. We still okay? 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, these scriptures is what all them things we just went over. That's the scripture to tell us. Everybody understand that? Ephesians 5. Are we still okay? Now, I'm going to be talking fast because y'all can read these, but I'm going to talk fast because I want to get somewhere. Ephesians 5, verse 8. For ye were not in, says, for ye were sometimes darkness. Ephesians 5, 8. We weren't just in the dark, we was dark.
Yeah.
Our mind was dark, our heart was dark, our ways was dark.
Yeah.
Our all about us was dark. Christ is light. In Him there is no darkness at all.
Right.
And Christ is light. There, in Him there is no darkness at all.
Amen.
But we were darkness.
Yes.
That's what we was. That's what we was. But now, it says, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Okay? How about Ephesians 4:18? 4:18. Says, having the understanding darkened. Our understanding was darkened. We was dark. We was living in darkness. We were dark. Even our understanding was dark. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Huh? Back to 1 John chapter 1. You okay? 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, I'm finding it here. About Verse 4 said, and these things write unto you that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. I think I just quoted it, didn't I? And in him is no darkness at all. Everybody okay with that? Think about that. Colossians 1:13. It says, who hath delivered us from the what? From the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We were delivered from the power of darkness. See how dark our life was? Huh? How about Acts 26? Acts 26. We still okay? Verse 18. Paul said he was come to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. From darkness to light, you see the contrast, don't you? It ain't mixed. From darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Okay? Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. That's where we were abiding in darkness. We were darkness. We were in darkness. We were under the power of darkness. Yeah. And we was abiding in darkness. There wasn't no light in us.
Right.
Think about that. Everything about us was dark. Our mind was dark. Our thoughts was dark. Our ways was dark. Our goals was dark. Our desires was dark. Our destination was dark. And if we had went to hell, it would have been outer darkness.
That's right.
It was dark enough. It just keeps on getting worse and worse. Everybody understand that? All right? Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Listen carefully. Be ye not unequally yoked with together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteous, and what communion hath what? See, it don't mix. It's one or the other. Let me say that again. It don't mix. It's one or the other.
Amen.
Everybody understand that? You don't go back to be darkness no more.
Amen.
Are you catching what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
All right. First John, back to First John. All right. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
First John chapter 2. Let's look at verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the what?
Darkness.
It's where?
Hey,
is that not a wonderful verse?
Amen.
Huh? Is that not a one? I read that and I said, wonderful. Oh, I love that verse. It's past.
Yeah.
The darkness is past.
Yes,
and the true light now shining. He that says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now.
Right.
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it you can't mix it? And walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. That's what we were. Everybody look at me. That's how lost we was.
Yes, yes, yes.
But something happened. Something happened.
Right.
We get saved. Something happens.
Amen.
Huh? We got to read verse 13. Ephesians 2:13. Then we'll go back. I'm going to run out of time, but I'm going to get what I can. Ephesians 2:13. Now, all of us, everybody in this church house, everybody downstairs, everybody out in town, everybody in the state, everybody in the country, everybody in the world, we're all in the same shape. Nobody was born saved.
Amen.
Nobody was born saved.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Adam voluntarily rebelled against God. Eve was deceived, and Adam voluntarily rebelled against God. And Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death is passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. By one man, we become sinned. All right? But I got to read you this before we can read Ephesians. I got to go back. Y'all don't have to turn it unless you want to. Titus. Let's go back and read Titus. Can we? Let's go back and read Titus chapter 3. Verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying. Hallelujah. Ain't that wonderful? Now we read Ephesians 2:13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Ain't that wonderful? That's how lost I was. Oh, thank God how saved I am tonight. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Ain't that wonderful? And look at the past tense of the scripture. Can I give it to you? They're still talking downstairs. I hear them. I got my hearing aids worked on yesterday. I can hear good tonight. Look here in verse 1. Look at all the past tense. Verse 1 says, and you have. It's a done deal. Everybody look at me tonight. You don't get saved again. You get saved one time, and it's done. It's a done, finished transaction. It's a done deal. Huh? And you have to be quick. And look at verse 2. Wherein time passed. You will. Huh? Verse 3. Huh? Among whom also we all had.
Yeah.
But not have, we had. That's what it used to be. I think that where a good scripture comes in, 2 Corinthians 5:7, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new.
Right.
We okay? We still right? Verse 3, there's still more in there. And whom also we all had our conversation, time passed in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were.
That's right.
No, and are.
Were.
And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Huh? Look down verse 5. Even when we were dead.
Right.
We ain't dead no more. I ain't dead no more. I'm alive in Christ. For Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Huh?
Yes.
He lives in me tonight. For I am hid with Christ in God. I'm saved. I'm secure in Christ. I'm saved in Christ. I'm secure in Christ. And as far as God is concerned, I'm at the throne tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? We still all right? Verse 5. And when we were dead, and since half, said past tense, half quickened, huh?
Half.
Verse 6, and half raised us up together.
Yes.
Look at that. And half raised us up together and made us sit together in heaven's place in Christ. I'm there.
Yes.
I'm already set with it.
Yes.
The Father's on the throne, the Son's on the right side, and I'm right here.
Yes.
Right. Huh? That's how saved I am. I couldn't go to hell if I wanted to.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? I'm so saved I couldn't go to hell if I wanted to.
Amen.
You can't undo what He does. You can't, Harry, you can't undo what He does. You can't undo what He does. Huh? Hallelujah. Verse 6. And hath raised us, and hath, verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past. How about verse 12? That at that time ye were without Christ.
Yeah.
But now.
Yes, amen.
Right, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's go home.
Yeah.